posed certain court challenges, but proponents say this bill is different as violations of it would be civil rather than criminal offenses. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow gained 433 points, NASDAQ added 93, the S&P 500 closed 49 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, the latest from 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com. I'm Lisa Salvati. Governor Cuomo says New York is not ready to ditch the mask indoors just yet. This comes after the CDC announced that fully vaccinated people can go maskless indoors. State health officials will review this new guideline and decide. Same goes for New Jersey. Connecticut, though, will go maskless indoors beginning May 19th. Also in COVID news, 12 to 15-year-olds are now eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. And New York City is offering coronavirus vaccine incentives. Anyone who shows their CDC-issued vaccine card at Shake Shack can get a free side of fries until the end of this month. Also, people who get vaccinated going forward will have a chance to win tickets to the Global Citizen Live Music Festival and the Governor's Ball at Citi Field. The project that would provide direct Metro North service from the Bronx, Westchester, and Connecticut to Penn State is back on track. The plan will include four new Metro North stations, significant track upgrades, and an expanded Penn Station. NYPD officer Brian McGurran, wounded in a shootout with a suspected gang member Wednesday in Bed-Stuy, is back home. His colleagues cheered and clapped as he left the hospital. Meantime, 26-year-old suspect Boyce Hayward is in the hospital after being shot in the leg and faces charges. In sports, the Yankees lost to the Rays 9-1. The Knicks beat the Spurs 102-98. Traffic and transit on the way. Now your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Tonight, clear, low 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 75. It's 59 degrees in Central Park, 54 degrees in Larchmont. From the 77 WABC News Desk, I'm Lisa Salvati.
Tonight at 10 p.m., feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story, talking to the biggest names, covering the biggest stories. She's Rita Cosby.
You have to fight, and you have to believe in what you have and believe in your country.
Tonight, listen to The Rita Cosby Show, weeknights at 10 on 77 WABC.
Are you a business owner struggling to keep up with your monthly bookkeeping and payroll? Are you tired of paying your accountant outrageously high hourly rates? At FinancePal, we specialize in secure cloud-based accounting, payroll, and tax services for small businesses and franchisees nationwide looking to spend more time focused on growing their business and becoming more profitable, rather than worrying about keeping their books. With FinancePal, you can outsource all your accounting, payroll, bookkeeping, bill payment, and tax needs for one low, affordable, flat monthly fee. Our bookkeeping packages start as low as $120 a month. FinancePal will assign you your own dedicated U.S.-based accountant that handles everything for you and provide you with the tools to make sure you track all expenses and maximize your tax savings. Get started without any startup costs or long-term commitments. The setup is very easy. For a free quote, go to FinancePal.com. That's FinancePal.com. FinancePal, the only friend your business needs.
Dominic, you've asked me many a strong political question before.
Well, Dominic, as you might guess, I've been asked that a few times before.
To those in the press who did their job and did it with professionalism,
And even to some of you who are actually kind, where's Dominic?
I think you are really in a very, very high league. And I watch some of your competitors on, frankly, the national shows. And I say, why aren't you doing a national show? Because I really think your delivery and your questioning and your brain power is really at the highest level. So that's good.
This is Dominic Carter, everybody.
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Dominic Carter with you here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Number one, congratulations to our colleague Rita Cosby for her live interview of former President Donald Trump. Rita did an outstanding job. It was live, and the president gave her about the former president about 30, 35 minutes, which is unprecedented for a former president to talk. So again, congratulations to Rita Cosby for the outstanding job earlier today. Tonight's program, the Democrats for New York City mayor, their big debate, which ended just a short time ago. And we will also continue our candidate interviews tonight in the race for Manhattan District Attorney. We will talk with one of the candidates, and she's going to join us a bit later, and we'll give you all the details. But this half hour, the Democrats' big debate for mayor. It was done via Zoom, which was quite awkward. And these things, the campaign finance board, it's set up months and months and months in advance. But I don't understand the logic of why it was done via Zoom, because it was awkward and you lost the natural cadence of a debate. But I thought in the first couple of minutes, for those of you that maybe that didn't see this debate, the Democratic debate for mayor of New York City, which happened just a few hours ago, I thought that two of the candidates were quite honest in the first couple of minutes. And we're taking your calls tonight on the race for mayor, the big debate tonight, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. So the debate opened with a focus on gun violence. The debate opened with a focus on gun violence. It was so refreshing to see Andrew Yang and Eric Adams each both say defunding the police is not the answer. It was so refreshing after all of this pandering by the candidates for months upon months to hear Eric Adams and Andrew Yang say within minutes of the debate opening that defunding the police is not the answer. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Now, all of this became a rallying cry after the murder of George Floyd. But then it went even further. And I have been on record as saying that I believe that this race is Eric Adams to lose. And I felt that way from day one. I felt that way for a couple of years. Because the truth is, just like de Blasio told me 20 years before he was mayor that he was going to be mayor, Eric Adams told me maybe 10 years ago that he was going to be mayor. And so I don't know if he'll be successful, but it seems like he has the momentum, and it seems like polling right now is indicating that Eric Adams is the guy in the race for New York City mayor. But here's what I was pleased with. I was almost in shock as the debate started tonight. Eric Adams told the truth. He told the truth. The Brooklyn Borough President, Eric Adams, said 90 to 95% of gun violence victims are black and brown. And then he said 90 to 95% of those doing the shooting, of those committing the crime, are black and brown. It was referred to as the dirty little secret many, many years ago by the first black police commissioner, Ben Ward. Black on black crime. What's going on in cities across America? And I thought it was refreshing. Sure, we heard all the anti-police rhetoric in the debate tonight from some of the other candidates, Maya Wiley and some others, and Miss Morales and so on. And, you know, even a little bit from Scott Stringer. But I just thought that it was so refreshing to watch the debate and to hear Eric Adams say within the first 10 minutes of the debate, maybe it was even earlier than that, that he said 90 to 95% of gun violence victims are black and brown. And then he said 90 to 95% of the shooters are black and brown. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Now, Eric Adams also said, it got a little nippy at some points. He said that once candidates start getting desperate, it's going to get really nasty. And he said this in a sing-song voice. And he was explaining why he supports the use of stop and frisk, but opposes the abuse of the practice. Now, here are some of the highlights from the debate tonight, the Democratic debate tonight. Andrew Yang, still considered a top contender front runner with Eric Adams, he was criticized for his lack of voting and the allegation that he's out of touch with New York voters. Andrew Yang was pressed on the fact that he has not voted in several local elections.
My family is deeply invested here for the most fundamental of reasons, which is that we're public school parents. Our kids are in school here. We're walking the same streets as everyone else. And if you don't feel safe and secure, we have to turn it around. I would include myself in the approximately 76% of registered Democrats who voted in gubernatorial and presidential elections, but have not been involved locally. But like many New Yorkers, I see that we're in a crisis, and so many of us need to step up in new ways and do everything we can to help. I'm not someone who thinks that all of the energy and ingenuity in our city lies just in government agencies. There's also the private sector, the philanthropic sector, even the tech sector. We're going to need New Yorkers of every background, every industry to get our city back on its feet, and I hope to lead that comeback.
Andrew Yang at the Democratic debate for mayor. This is a big one, sponsored by the Campaign Finance Board. Dominic Carter here with you until 1 a.m. And, of course, at 1 a.m., the great Frank Morano will take over from me at that point. We're going to continue to analyze tonight's debate, Democratic debate. And in our second half hour, we will talk to a Republican, not a Republican, to a candidate in the race for Manhattan district attorney. We'll talk to Ms. Weinstein. That's coming up in our second half hour. I'll be right back.
The 77 WABC mobile app. Download it now. Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative.
So many people in the media these days, they just kind of want to be on TV. And now it's everywhere. With our stupid phones in our pocket, we take those pictures and we put them on Instagram. It's a facsimile of fame in your pocket. And that's all anybody seems to want these days, is a little jolt of attention. They don't want to do the work.
Greg Kelly, weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. before Rudy Giuliani on 77 WABC.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Life is complicated. We all know it, and all can use the proper support system. You know what else can be complicated? Owning a home. And that's why Rex was built to go beyond the simple real estate transaction. Full-service agents for buying and selling, mortgage services, insurance quotes, escrow and title, even home repair. All one call away. I guess you could call Rex your home support system and not a typical brokerage. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. Want more? Of course you do. With all that convenience comes reduced fees, too. In fact, the average Rex homeowner saves over $10,000 when buying and selling a home. Want to get started? It's never too soon. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. 833-739-4663. New York license number 10991225737. For further licensing disclosures, please visit rexhomes.com.
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
And good morning, Dominic Carter here with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. In a moment, we're going to your phone calls, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. The Democrats debated tonight, the first campaign finance debate, the Democrats that are running for mayor of New York City. In 1 second, I'm going to the first call, Gary in Staten Island. But first, Mr. Yang was not the only candidate that came under the defensive a little bit. So did Eric Adams when he was asked about the fact, the Brooklyn Borough president, that at one time he was indeed officially a Republican.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Adams. You've been endorsed by the New York Post, which has a conservative editorial board. At one time you were registered as a Republican, and you have promised to cut the size of city government. What do you say to Democratic primary voters who would be skeptical that those past and current affiliations mean that you're too conservative for New York?
Well, let's deal with each of the three pieces. Number one, many people are not aware, but President Obama was also endorsed by the Post, and he was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. The Post clearly acknowledged in their endorsement that we disagree with Eric on many things. You can look at some of the editorial board responses, some of the articles by the columnists. They know that this time I bring the skills that are needed to bring our city forward. And second, I'm a Democrat. Two of my heroes in politics, both Hillary Clinton and our senator, they were once with the GOP. I'm a Democrat. My grandmother was, my grandfather, my mother, my brother. I'm a Democrat, and I know Democratic values, and I've been fighting on behalf of Democrats for over 35 years, and I have the record that people know of what I do. And when I talk about cutting city government, it's saying that we are inefficient in this city, and the inefficiencies are creating the inequities and injustices. We're not cutting those things that we need to ensure that we finally end the inefficiencies in the city. Our budget increased by $20 billion over the last 8 years, and those inefficiencies continue even post-COVID as well as pre-COVID.
Eric Adams at the Democratic debate for mayor. And if you look online at any of the websites tonight, the debate is one of the lead items already on the daily newspapers, the New York Post, the Daily News, the New York Times. Let's start with the telephone calls, and we'll continue to let you hear some of the actual sound from the candidates tonight at the Democratic debate for mayor. Let's start, as I said, with Gary. Gary's calling from Staten Island. Good morning, Gary. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
What a great honor to be the leadoff hitter.
You're the leadoff hitter, batting number one, Gary from Staten Island. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, my God. Listen, okay, let me get down to it now. Thank you so much, Dominic. I love you. Now, listen.
Thank you. I love you too, man.
My old friend, and I'm not being sarcastic, Reverend Al Sharpton, is a major player nationally and, of course, here in the city. Is he pushing anybody right now in particular, or is he playing the field?
Well, you know, Gary, that's a great question because whether folks like it or not, what I'm about to say is controversial, okay?
Okay.
But whether folks like it or not, if you plan on being elected mayor of New York City in this day and age, and if you're a Democrat, right, you're going right to have to go to Sharpton and kiss that ring. There's no other way around that, Gary. All the
there's
candidates.
No,
go ahead.
You're absolutely right.
And so all of the candidates, the Democrats, have already been to Harlem, to Sharpton's headquarters. They have another forum scheduled where all the candidates are going to be there. I thank you for the call, Gary. Let's go to Steve in Manhattan. Good morning, Steve. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, Big D. Now, keeping the fact that there's two Bronx boys talking right now, because I'm originally from the Bronx.
Okay.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with New York City that 8 million new Americans from around the country, preferably conservatives, couldn't fix overnight. Just like a million new students in the schools couldn't fix in New York City. The problem with the mayor's race is that New York City is so far to the left. It's just a little piece of lump of land, but you have to realize this, folks, is the future of America, what you're seeing here now, what's going to take place. But the thing is, I want to know, why can't an independent candidate come in there? I mean, even Steve from Manhattan, I would run as an independent and win this election if the issues were really brought to the table. Everybody on the left is running, and it's the same thing. There's Xerox copies of each other, the same nonsense. The guy who ran the Board of Ed just ran out of town. I just got the word. He got a $1 million job. This is crazy.
Well, the what you just said, Steve, the part that just scared me was that you said the politics of the left, what's going on in New York City, this is what's going to happen nationally. And that really, really scares me because it seems like what's up is down, what's down is up, what's really bad is good if you listen to the far left. And I'm not saying this, I don't have any stake in this. I am just telling you that it just seems that the progressives, the AOCs of the world, are going way, way, way too far. And watching the Democratic debate for mayor tonight, that was the impression I got from some of the candidates. So, for example, what am I talking about here, Steve? So, Maya Wiley, right, who ran the Civilian Complaint Review Board, she said at the debate tonight, "I have been black all my life," before promising to defund the NYPD by $1 billion and shift the money to the city schools. Now, in one second, I'm going to Melvin in the Bronx, but I do want to point out that Scott Stringer, one of the other major candidates in the race, he was asked about the investigation into sexual assault as it relates to him.
Let me move to Scott Stringer. You, in recent weeks, have been accused of sexual harassment by a former campaign volunteer. You've denied any wrongdoing. What do you think will be the proper venue in which to get to the bottom of these accusations? Is it going to be left up to voters, with your argument being basically, please trust me?
Well, look, first, let me say, I believe it right now, that women have the right and a safe space, I hope, to make any allegations, even if it's inconvenient to me. And I have strenuously denied every one of those allegations. And the voters will probe and ask for facts and for discussion. And I'm happy to answer every part of this. I take it very seriously. My wife is a survivor. We've had long conversations about it, but this is an allegation that's not true. And like the Biden, Tara Reid situation, we have to allow women and should allow have women step up and say what they have to say, even, you know, and have a space to do it. But I do think we have to look at fact and we have to investigate and acknowledge. And I hope the voters will listen to me in the coming weeks.
City Controller Scott Stringer responding to the allegation of sexual assault that's been made against him from Gene Kim, a lobbyist who has requested an investigation from the state attorney general. We're taking your telephone calls on the race for mayor. The Democrats debated tonight. It ran from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on New York One. It wasn't really the fireworks that I was expecting with Yang on the same stage, finally, with all the other Democratic candidates. But I believe it was the tight format that didn't give the debate air to breathe, if you will, where they could comment or say anything different. And given that it was on Zoom, you know, it's very hard to make a connection there. We're taking your telephone calls, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. And coming up next half hour, we continue our candidate profiles, this time another candidate in the race for Manhattan District Attorney. We'll talk to Tali Fahadian Weinstein. She's going to join us, and she has a very interesting story. And so we will find out where she stands in this race for Manhattan District Attorney. Let's go to Melvin in the Bronx. Good morning, Melvin. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Greetings, Nobby. We're only talking about one issue here, to improve the quality of life in the city of New York. Because we talk about phenomenal cause and effect. Those who forget to listen to the past are doomed to make the same mistakes in the future. And when you look at what happened before us, because we're going to talk about school now, to build upon legacy, those who come before us, to leave legacy, to come out. What we're talking about is the solution right here. And the solution is a very simple one. It's all about an equitable distribution of resources that the Campaign for Fiscal Equity has brought out. And Brown versus Boys, because we're still fighting that fight right now. It's a lack of resources being distributed equity across the whole city and state of New York. This is all we're talking about, to improve the quality of life. And until people have built the fortitude to step up to play and do what's correct, because I'm talking about Frederick Douglass right here,
okay,
his great, brilliant speech. Until they step up to play and do what is correct, otherwise the whole Declaration of Independence is a lie.
Okay. All right, Melvin. I thank you. I thank you for the call, Melvin. Dominic Carter with you here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. We are taking your telephone calls, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to line two, Drew in White Plains. Good morning. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Good morning, Mr. Dominic. I want to say, as a young African-American, I appreciate everything you do on the radio. I appreciate the image that you're putting out for us. It's two things that I wanted to say. I agree with you on the mayoral debate today. It was very unenthusiastic. The Zoom thing messed it totally up. And I want to hear your opinion. And I want to hear your opinion on Rob Astorino declaring for governor. I honestly think the Republicans are going about the governorship great in the wrong way. I think putting forward a pro-Trump Republican, no matter what Cuomo was up against, is not going to fare well in a general election in New York.
Well, I thank you for the call. And as far as Rob Astorino, Republican candidate in the race for governor, remember, this is not his first time challenging Cuomo. I don't think Rob Astorino is a joke at all. I think that the fact that he can campaign in before constituencies that are not traditionally Republican constituencies makes him a serious threat to Cuomo this time. Cuomo is wounded. I'm not going to say he's fatally wounded, but you know, when it comes to Rob Astorino, I really believe that he has a shot at becoming governor of the state of New York. And so it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Dominic Carter here with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
The power of information at your fingertips. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now.
Hey, it's- It's Frank Moreno from the other side of midnight. So many of you have to wear a mask all day. Doctors, nurses, teachers, those returning to school in person, commuters, office workers, travelers, even allergy sufferers. And you know what happens. Headaches, reduced oxygen levels from wearing a mask all day. Who's got time for that? EasyFlow USA is here to rescue you. Go to EasyFlowUSA.com and check out the EasyFlow Personal Air Filtration System. Get yours at EasyFlowUSA.com. It pushes fresh, filtered air directly into your mask, allowing you to breathe comfortably. It protects you from contaminated air entering from gaps. EasyFlow is recommended by medical professionals everywhere and tested in an FDA-approved lab to filter 99.7% of virus and bacteria, including COVID. It makes your mask more effective for all-day wear. Get yours today. Vendor pricing is available via the vendor portal on the website for offices, schools, workplaces, and more.
Go to EasyFlowUSA.com. Enter promo code Frank for 20% off your purchase.
EasyFlow USA. Fresh air everywhere.
New York's news talk leader. Wake up with Bernie and Sid in the morning. Nights with Mark Levin. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable, if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of different types of heart disease, like AFib, which is a type of irregular heartbeat. It affects both women and men, but women with AFib have a higher risk of stroke and death than men. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. Diet and exercise are key to staying healthy. Know the risks. Women Heart does something really unique, solely focusing on women and providing peer-to-peer support. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty.
Something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia
or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
And with us now, Dominic Carter.
Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours.
Dominic, I want to say, when we started calling around in New York City last week to find out who would have their finger on this story, you were the person who was most often mentioned, and that's why we asked you to be with us this morning. So, what do you hear? What do you know? How is this thing going to come out?
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Welcome back to the Dominic Carter Show. As we continue our candidate profiles, the focus now is on the race for Manhattan District Attorney. A crowded field, and joining us is a candidate in that race to take over for the current District Attorney, Cy Vance, who is not running for re-election. And her name is Tali Fahadian Weinstein. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dominique. I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, you have quite the extensive resume, and you clerked at the Supreme Court. You worked at the Department of Justice for three attorney generals, I believe, former general counsel to the Brooklyn District Attorney. Why you over the others in the race for Manhattan DA?
Well, first of all, you kind of sound like my mom bragging about me. I'm blushing over here. I hope that in part you just answered your own question, because I do think that my experiences are really different from the others in their depth and in their breadth. I've been in the leadership of local prosecution, of national prosecution. I've dealt with some of the hardest cases in our country, right? At the Supreme Court, at the Justice Department. I was a federal prosecutor for 6 years under Loretta Lynch. She hired me, and I did every kind of case from murder to tax evasion to national security to public corruption. And, you know, experience always matters, but I think particularly now, this has been a really rough year, right, in New York. And we need leaders who, as soon as they're elected, they know what they're doing, right? And I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing because I am leaning on all of those years in public service, in law enforcement, in prosecution, really making sure that we are delivering on safety and balancing our commitment to fairness at the same time.
Okay, so obviously most of our listeners want to hear about the criminal justice initiatives, dealing with the violence that's going on. So let's start with something that you've tweeted about and have talked about, the shooting in Times Square. We now have a suspect in custody. How can you, if you're elected Manhattan DA, help to end the violence?
Yeah. So as you know, Dominique, because you've been following my stuff, this is really my first priority. And I actually don't understand how it could not be the first priority of someone who wants to be the chief law enforcement officer of Manhattan, because we are right now in the bloodiest year since 2012 in terms of gun violence. We have had more than 300 shootings this year. Sometimes now you'll see 10, 12 shootings a day. And last year was already rough. Shootings had doubled and murders were up 50%. And now the violence seems like we're really stuck with it. And gun violence always goes up, actually, you know, as we get into the warmer months. So you don't want to be starting here, right, where we find ourselves now in May. And this is a problem that is sort of like a multi-headed monster. So it needs a multi-headed solution. And for me, that means having a gun violence coordinator in the front office of the DA's office. So a person who every day is connecting all of those strategies. And then here are some of the strategies. We've got to do gun trafficking cases. This is where having been a federal prosecutor is really helpful, because the guns are coming here from somewhere else, right? That AK-47 that was found on the subway platform in Times Square is not supposed to be here. Really hard, actually, to have a gun legally in New York. So we need to be working with our federal partners and partners in other jurisdictions to stem the flow, right, of these guns coming in and winding up in the hands of people in our city. I think that we can be more vigorous in our enforcement of ghost gun laws. Ghost gun sales have gone up during the pandemic. As you know, these are guns that you could buy in parts, like two or three parts, not a million parts, and put together yourself. So they're still not regulated by the federal government, although I think that the Biden administration is going to change that. I think we got to get guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. We know this is really interesting, that even if a gun doesn't go off, it just increases the level of violence in a home where there is domestic violence. And then I think we also have to do other things, you know, to have where appropriate diversion programs and support community groups who are also advocating for the end of violence and are supporting people who have experienced the violence and are working with young people before they turn down this path. I, for example, rely very much on Jackie Rowe Adams and Harlem Mothers Save, which is really one of the premier organizations doing this work in the city.
We are chatting with Tali Farhadian Weinstein, a candidate for Manhattan District Attorney. I have a couple of bullet points of questions for you, so I'm going to move as fast as I can. But first, let's talk about your personal life as far as you left or your family fled Iran on Christmas Eve when you were a little girl. And I believe you say this somewhere in your literature, that you're someone who crossed an ocean to become an American.
Yes. Yes, it's true. And that's really still how I think of myself. As that girl who came here from so far away to live in freedom, to live in a place that is fair, to have safety. And it was kind of a Christmas miracle, Dominique, because we arrived at JFK Airport, my mom and my little brother and I, on Christmas Eve of 1979.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. And I can tell I can hear it in your voice. It sounds like it's still a little emotional for you, just from listening to your voice right now.
Yeah, well, yes, you know, it really is, no matter how many times I say it, because I can always picture in my mind's eye what my life would have been like if my parents hadn't had the courage to bring us here, or if we had been deported on the spot. You know, so many families are turned away at the borders of our country. And, you know, if I had grown up in Iran, my life just would have been so unimaginable, maybe to somebody else, but I can imagine it. I had relatives who stayed there, and to live without freedom, to live with regular discrimination because of my gender, because of my religion. You know, I am Jewish. It's always with me. And I think that sense of gratitude has really been the fuel of my commitment to be a public servant.
Let me ask this question or put this to you. The mayor of Minneapolis and, of course, the George Floyd situation is now admitting that calls to defund the police has led to a spike in crime. Is that the way to go? And I mean, I would hope that's something that a Manhattan district attorney would not support.
Yeah. I have never supported defunding the police. And I will tell you something. There are 8 people in my race. 6 of them have supported defunding the police in one way or another.
And, wow. That's really scary.
Well, it's scary for so many reasons because, look, we have to reform the police in many ways. I think there are many situations where the person who should be responding need not be a police officer, whether it's getting your kitten out of a tree or maybe dealing with a mental health crisis where you want somebody who has a different expertise. We should be working on all of that and setting up the police to succeed. But to me, what defunding the police says to people is if you don't like the way policing is now, if you're experiencing it as disrespectful or racist, then your other option is to just not have the police and to have the police abandon you. And that is so incredibly unfair to make people have to choose between fairness and safety. In my experience, you know, when I talk to voters all around Manhattan, Dominique, I've never actually interacted with anybody who wants to be abandoned by the police. People want protection, they want safety, and they want police that treats them with respect, with dignity, and that's fair, right? That is proportionate in its responses.
Tali Farhadian Weinstein, a candidate for Manhattan District Attorney, joining us here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. I'm Dominic Carter. We'll be right back.
The power of information 24/7. Just say,
play 77 WABC. Are you a business owner struggling to keep up with your monthly bookkeeping and payroll? Are you tired of paying your accountant outrageously high hourly rates? At FinancePal, we specialize in secure cloud-based accounting, payroll, and tax services for small businesses and franchisees nationwide looking to spend more time focused on growing their business and becoming more profitable, rather than worrying about keeping their books. With FinancePal, you can outsource all your accounting, payroll, bookkeeping, bill payment, and tax needs for one low, affordable, flat monthly fee. Our bookkeeping packages start as low as $120 a month. FinancePal will assign you your own dedicated U.S.-based accountant that handles everything for you and provide you with the tools to make sure you track all expenses and maximize your tax savings. Get started without any startup costs or long-term commitments. The setup is very easy. For a free quote, go to FinancePal.com. That's FinancePal.com. FinancePal. The only friend your business needs.
Entertaining and informative talk for New York. Streaming now on your smart speakers. Play 77 WABC.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma. Not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are five times more likely to have hepatitis C, but most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Welcome back to the Dominic Carter Show. As we continue our candidate profiles, the focus now is Dominic Carter, Talk Radio 77 WABC. Good morning. We are continuing to profile the candidates and some of the more high-profile races that are coming up in New York City. And right now we are chatting with Tally Fahadian Weinstein. She is a candidate for Manhattan District Attorney. So a couple of people submitted questions online for you. And the gentleman's name is Cave Dweller Sal. And he says, Dominic, please ask her, why does it seem that so many DAs believe in non-incarceration? And if she believes in this, too. And then he says, will she be a DA on the side of the people and true law enforcement? Or will she also practice semi-law enforcement?
Did you just tell me that the name of the questioner is Cave Dweller?
Sal, right? Yes.
Okay, excellent. And it's actually a really good question. So let me just first say from the start that I am not taking anybody's side. I am on the side of justice and of truth. And of course, when we stand up for the people, or when I was a federal prosecutor, I used to say Tally Fahadian Weinstein for the United States, we are standing up for those principles and for the people who are affected by those principles. Now, look, I think that any good or ethical prosecutor would tell you that incarceration is a last resort. It is absolutely necessary to take some people's freedom away, to separate them from others when they're a public safety risk, of course. But we're not going to do it unless we absolutely have to. And, you know, that very basic concept sometimes gets blown out of proportion. Whenever I approach a case, I ask myself, what is the right thing to do in terms of public safety? And I take it from there.
Well, let me ask you this question. And we are chatting with Tali Fahadian Weinstein. She's a candidate for Manhattan District Attorney. I only have a few minutes left. So how will you reform the office of Manhattan District Attorney?
So I think the main thing, Dominique, is that when the district attorney is looking out at her pie of resources, of money, of prosecutors, of other staff, you know, the DA's office kind of has a mini police force inside of it, of investigators, I think we always have to be asking ourselves, how can I use what I have to really fulfill my core mission, which is to keep people safe, and particularly on behalf of the people who are the most vulnerable, whether they are the victims of hate crimes or the victims of gun violence or the victims of sexual assault. So that's how I come to this job, you know, in terms of how I want to design it. I want to use my resources to do what I just said. And that's really my first priority. And, you know, the basic structure of the office, as I understand it, has in many ways been the same for a really long time. And it's good to have new leadership to modernize.
You, as you already know, a number of your opponents have said, alleged that you're beholden to Wall Street interests because you've raised vast sums from Wall Street. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, you know, this is, it's funny, Dominic, they're putting forward a purity test that not a single one of them could pass, because every single person in this race has raised money from the same people on Wall Street and private equity, some a little bit more Hollywood, some a little bit more real estate, some a little bit more oil and gas. And what I know is who I have been in my entire career, which is dedicated to the rule of law. I've never been beholden to anybody. I've never done a favor for anybody. And I've been doing this job for a really long time in one form or another. And I can't imagine that that would change now. You know, if my donors were to commit a crime, I would prosecute them, just like I would prosecute you or anybody else, right? I mean,
right.
That's our first principle, is that we are all equal under the law.
Do you support, just a few quick questions and we're done, do you support further decriminalization of drugs beyond marijuana?
No, I don't. But, you know, I think that when we arrest people who have a drug addiction, we should put them as an alternative to incarceration when we can into treatment to deal with the underlying problem, so people are not cycling in and out. And I think of that person who's suffering from an addiction as different from the drug dealer who is coming in to prey on somebody's vulnerability.
Now, I feel strongly, but I'm not running for Manhattan DA, you are, that judges should have discretion when dealing with violent crimes. Your position on that?
I agree with you, Dominique, and I will tell you that I think there's only one other person in my race of eight people who agrees. I don't think we should be holding people in jail because they're poor, because they can't put together a couple hundred dollars, if there's no reason for it, really. But I do think that New York is the outlier state right now. It's the only state where judges don't have discretion to think about whether you're a public safety risk to others when they are deciding on pretrial detention. And I think that's a mistake. I thought it was a mistake, you know, when we wound up with the system. And I hope that we will fix it.
The attacks on Asian Americans, which simply breaks my heart, and I'm sure it breaks your heart as well.
It does.
What can the district attorney, I mean, the case has to get to you first, but what can a district attorney do to assist with these endeavors?
Well, I think that we can do a lot, and this is a real crisis. You know, as you know, hate crimes against Asian Americans reported are up 900%, and that's probably an underreporting by half because people feel so unsure and inhibited in coming forward and making these allegations. And so it's just devastating. People are afraid to go into the subway. They're afraid to go into the street. And I think that, and I was on the State Bar Association task force, by the way, that made recommendations on how to do better in this space. I think that we can train investigators and prosecutors to move more quickly to establish the evidence that it was a hate crime and not just an ordinary crime. That's number one. And then I think we have to make ourselves more accessible to people so that they do come in and report immediately when this happens to them. You know, I hear people say, well, now I have to wait on the phone until there's an interpreter who understands me. I'm not sure how it works. And that's a problem. We're not doing our job if that's how people feel.
We are chatting with Tali Fahadian Weinstein, a candidate for Manhattan DA. My final question for you, and it's an important one for our audience, quality of life issues. District attorneys are not, and I know you've heard this a million times, are not legislators, you're prosecutors. Will you enforce all the laws on the books?
You are never going to find a prosecutor anywhere, Dominique, who is enforcing every law on the books.
Good point.
Every single time that it is violated. So anyone who says yes to that is, I think, a joker. So the hard work is figuring out, as I said earlier, how to maximize, what laws to enforce and in what situations in order to achieve justice and keep people safe.
All right, Ms. Weinstein, we thank you very much for joining us this morning, a candidate for Manhattan District Attorney. We're continuing our candidate profiles, the races for Manhattan DA, some city council races, and, of course, the race for New York City Mayor. Dominic Carter here with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Frank Morano, The Other Side of Midnight, is coming up. Right back to the telephone calls. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222, to Jeffrey on Park Avenue. Good morning. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hello. I never vote Democrat. Are there any Republican candidates running for DA? I can't seem to find.
Right. Well, I off the top of my head, I do not believe so. But even if there are, unfortunately for you, Jeffrey, you said you never vote for a Democratic candidate.
Never.
Okay. Well, in New York City, a Republican candidate running for Manhattan DA basically amounts to token opposition at best. The winner of the Democratic Party. Say that again.
That's who I'd vote for.
Well, I thank you for the call, and we hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Let's go to Russell calling from White Plains. Good morning, Russell. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hi, Dominic. I thought the debate was quite lively.
Really?
Maya Wiley went after Eric Adams, and Ray McGuire went after Sean Donovan. But the one who stayed above the fray, well, I think you know who I think stayed above
right,
the fray.
Scott Stringer. I got it.
and he was placed in the top upper right corner. You know, in the New York Times, that's the most important story. And nobody attacked Scott Stringer. I think that was the most important thing. The only thing is he brought up Tara Reid.
Right. Right.
Well, Tara Reid was true. Thank
okay,
you very much,
okay, well,
Dominic.
Thank you, Russell, and to all of you folks that are trying to get by now, I'm sorry we are simply out of time, but do me a favor and call in to the Frank Morano Show, The Other Side of Midnight. I'm going to be listening to Frank while I'm driving home to Pomona in Rockland County. Have a great night and a great Friday, folks. Thank you for listening.
Talk radio for New York and all of America. 1071 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and
WABC. New York. Millions of smiles will be visible soon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As the Centers for Disease Control dramatically changes its coronavirus guidance, saying those fully vaccinated don't need to wear masks outdoors or be socially distanced.
The CDC says the unvaccinated should continue to wear a mask. So clearly the theme here is to get the shot and lose the mask.
The rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
The administration is hoping 70% of adults get at least one dose of the vaccine by July 4th. Right now, 151 million American adults, or almost 59%, have had at least one shot. 116 million adults are fully vaccinated.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, about time, says Republican Oklahoma Senator James Lankford.
It's been self-evident to a lot of people for a very long time now. CDC's finally caught up with it, that a naked face is probably okay to be able to walk around and be able to talk to people after you've been vaccinated.
The New York Yankees say one of its players and several members of its front office who've been vaccinated have since tested positive for the virus, all but one of them without symptoms. The threat of all-out war growing along the Gaza Strip.
Israel announced that it was launching both ground and air strikes into the Gaza Strip. We saw factions inside Gaza start responding with rocket fire into southern Israel. Israel's missile defense system working overtime trying to take some of this rocket fire.
Fox's Trey Yinks. Israel is gathering troops and calling up military reservists. Egypt trying unsuccessfully so far to moderate a ceasefire. Nine people have been shot in